My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse.
You are tuned to Community Supported Radio, KVMR FM, Nevada City, Sacramento, 89.5 and 99.3 on your radio dial. And on the line, we have with us Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio in Decatur, Illinois. Napoleon, are you with us?
Yeah, good morning to you, Mike.
Well, good morning to you. Well, since the last time you were on the program, when you were getting harassed by the officials in Illinois, things have not gotten better, that's for sure. Can you let the listeners know first about what's happening with Mildred? Because I understand that her situation is tremendously precarious, as one might say right now.
Well, Mike, she's trying to hold up, you know, as good as one can under the current situation. But Mildred is days, you could probably say weeks, 2 weeks away from having a baby. And Mildred is in the Illinois State Penitentiary for Women in Dwight, Illinois. Mildred is there on an alleged so-called parole violation. Understand that when you talked to me before, Mike, the only thing that we were asking for is for the state of Illinois to ask for investigators outside of Macon County to come here and investigate what has happened to us. Nobody demanded those investigations, and the people who are responsible for this just continue to do things to us. So that's really how Mildred ended up in the penitentiary.
If you will, Napoleon, let's go back and let people know about how, I mean, you know, the long story of how we find ourselves with Mildred being locked in an Illinois penitentiary. Because this stems from your operation of Black Liberation Radio. Can you let the listeners know, for those who are not aware, about what Black Liberation Radio is, the history of that, and what's been happening? Because as best as I can see it, what we have here is the weight of the state standing full-fledged on the necks of two people and their children, simply because those people, in particular you, wants to exercise his right of free speech.
Mike, let me start by saying, and I got to say this, brother, because it's so important. We can say that it's happening because of the radio station, but you and I both know it's happening because there are some evil people who use our political system as well as our judicial system to do evil things. And if we say it's because of the radio station, we'll lead people to believe that if they don't have a radio station, they don't have to fear.
Good point.
Things like this happening to them. So it happened because we stood up in a community and wanted to bring about change, and they didn't approve of our way of bringing people together. I think because it's so effective that they actually saw results. They've seen people coming together. Black Liberation Radio is about a 15-watt radio station that is either in its third or fourth conception. We don't know how many times we've put Black Liberation Radio on the air, but January the 9th, of this year, our home was raided by the agents from the Illinois Attorney General's office, who we have found out now was part of a conspiracy with the Macon County State's Attorney, Larry Fichter, conspired to come up with a search warrant where they accused me of eavesdropping. They said that I called somebody, just like we're doing here on the radio. And maybe I should warn you, Mike, because up to this point, I'm just as guilty of eavesdropping on you. You called, and your voice is being heard here in Decatur, Illinois, and I'm also taping you for a later broadcast. Now, they try to say that because I didn't tell somebody that or something, I violated the law, and I ended up charged with eavesdropping. I'm facing criminal charges right now. Both of our kids are in foster care simply because some people had the authority to take them and then violate the law by not doing what the law required of them. We were required due process. Due process would mean after they take your kids, there is an investigation to determine whether or not there is facts that can lead to the keeping of your kids. They simply took our kids, Mike. There's never been an investigation, no investigation into nothing. Understand this. We have two kids in foster care, a pregnant woman in the penitentiary, and a man headed to jail. The only thing that we are asking is that people in this country take serious our case and join with us in demanding, not begging anymore. These people have been allowed to run roughshod over us. They have violated our constitutional rights. They have violated my kids' human rights. They have violated common sense rights. And the only thing that me and Mildred are asking, and the only reason we are fighting these people like we are fighting them, because what they are doing is wrong, and should me and Mildred lose, Nobody in the city of Decatur, Illinois, or in Macon County, or in this country, for that matter, would be safe. We are only asking that people join with us and demand that proper authorities outside of Decatur, Illinois, investigate the case of Napoleon Williams, Mildred Jones, Black Liberation Radio, and the kids in this family.
We are talking with Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio. We are live on the air in Sacramento, California, and Decatur, Illinois, with Black Liberation Radio and KVMR-FM. Napoleon, you bring up a really good point, because I was at a meeting in San Francisco on Saturday where Geronimo Gijaga was speaking. And the fact of the matter is that you broaden the discussion, that this isn't about a radio station. This is about a human being exercising his right to challenge the status quo and to speak what he believes to be the truth, and to let other people have an opportunity to speak what their views of the issues are, and that in the cases where those issues go against the views of those people in authority and in power, the price one pays for that, whether they have a radio station or not, can be tremendous. And that's what's happened to you and your family, correct?
That's right, but let me tell you something. What is pitiful about all this is that we know the history of Geronimo, and we know that it took 27 years for somebody to undo what was done to him, or attempt to undo it. Now, we say that if we want his struggle to pay off, in other words, if we want it to not be in vain, then it should not be 27 years after Mildred has had a baby while shackled to a prison bed all by herself, while her kids remain in limbo simply because people are able to use the system. Geronimo got out because people never stopped investigating. They never stopped saying anything. Napoleon is doing the same thing here in Decatur. I'm saying that we cannot let people suffer and then let their suffering be in vain. Nothing changes behind it. You have people that have simply changed their ways of doing things, but they are doing the same thing. If you stand up in a community and they don't approve or they don't like your method of simply trying to help in the development of people, you'd be surprised the listenership that we got for Black Liberation Radio. Some people disagree with some of the programming. You know, there's nobody that you're going to agree with all the time. But we are, in fact, serving the community of Decatur, Illinois, and proof that we are serving it, we are trying to get out a story that nobody seems willing to even discuss in the city of Decatur, Illinois. Our case proves that these stations are needed. It proves that we don't need corporate America controlling the media or controlling the stories that get out, because they'll make whatever they want important, and things like injustices to people that don't matter to them will be unimportant. We have to start banding together and realize that these are not just flukes. They are not just some pass-in-the-night occasions, you know, like Black Liberation Radio. These are a continuation of a struggle. And just like with Geronimo getting out, Geronimo knows as well as I do, the struggle continues. And there are some of us that are going to always continue in the struggle. And we ask for people who hear this story and others like it to quit standing idly by and watch the Constitution just trampled upon. There are some people in law enforcement that are in the judicial system that will use their job just to carry out vendettas on you. And if you can't go to the people, see, you shouldn't always need a lawyer. You should be able to go to the people and receive some type of redress for your grievances, first off. So that's why we keep continuing over and over to take our case to the people. How are you going to get justice in a court that's allowed to just do whatever they want to, and then no people are there, so they lay back and act as if it was legal?
Well, the thing is, of course, that as you so stated, whether or not, you know, in your case, you and I are discussing this now, and at least some people have an idea of what's happening here. But the fact of the matter is that this is happening to hundreds of thousands and millions of people every day, where they're having their rights trampled on, and no one is ever finding out about it at all. And you're right. I mean, as the media continues its move to consolidate all avenues of information, then there's only one story, and that's their story. And
right. That's
why venues like community radio and micro power are truly needed. And I understand that. I don't know if you've seen this latest letter from Stephen Dunifer, that's been on the net? Because it appears that the National Association of Broadcasters has decided to make a full frontal assault on what they're calling pirate radio. I have the feeling that you're becoming a kind of a point target for that because of your outspoken use of micropower radio. Can you talk about that?
Well, Mike, if you read the letter, it's funny or ironic that at that same convention, the going-out chairman of the FCC spoke to that convention, and she spoke upon the rights of the First Amendment. She spoke upon freedom of speech and being able to understand it. Now, she spoke from it from an aspect of them not being able to be raided and things like that. I think if you're going to have freedom of speech, then you should find ways to exercise it straight across the board. The problem with my case, Mike, you can't attack me and attempt to put me off of the air. When I have begged Springfield, which is the capital of Illinois, I have begged Washington, D.C., I have begged so-called law-abiding people to assist me, to join with me and demand that what has happened to me and my family be investigated. Now, you telling me it's okay for people to take my kids, wrongfully imprison my children, wrongfully imprison my woman, wrongfully imprison me? You telling me that it's right for them to come into my house when I'm saying I go to court tomorrow, I got the proof on them, y'all just come to court and see it, and they come in my house and take the proof and take the radio station by which I'm talking on to tell people about the proof? I don't really worry about the FCC attacking me because, like I said, if people take a look at this case, this is the prime example of why stations like Black Liberation Radio are needed, why community stations need to stay dedicated to the community instead of becoming dedicated to their corporate backers simply because they can make a $100,000 or $75,000 donation or something like that. We need stations like this to keep a sense of community. And without community, we don't have anything but people playing games with us and us falling for the games. We are proud to say that in Decatur, Illinois, they can't silence Black Liberation Radio. We can put radio stations on 10-speed bikes and ride up and down through gangways and broadcast with little bitty Walkman tape players. So the idea of following a rule for an oppressed people is rather stupid to me. We haven't been educated enough to let them pick our weapons in battle. Black Liberation Radio is the new drum of the community, and we, a lot of us, are dedicated to seeing to it that not only Black Liberation Radio, but other micro-powered radio stations across this country will be on the air if there are those that have the courage and the heart to put them on the air.
We're talking with Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio. My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse. Napoleon, you raise another point to broaden the issue, and Geronimo spoke to this as well on Saturday in San Francisco, and that is that under local, state, and internal U.S. federal laws, the government can do whatever it wants to, as you put it, choose the weapons, and that under international law, if we move this into that realm of discussion, then a whole different range of possibilities open up. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, you have to understand that I am the victim of human rights violations. My kids are victims of human rights violation. Mildred is a victim of human rights violation. But we don't have the people that will take our case to the international court. So you have to admit that once someone commit human rights violation, that's close to an act of war on you. So we know that we have been attacked. We are in a virtual war right here in a country where we are supposed to be able to take our case to people and be heard. We shouldn't be asking the governor to investigate and a whole family. We have the youngest political prisoners, I believe, in this country. We got a 3-year-old girl and an 8-year-old girl. Nothing has ever happened to them at the hands of their mother or their father. Nobody has ever accused anybody of doing anything to them, but they are taken. And some people are saying, until you go by our plan, you can't get your key. We know what their plan is. Their plan is to stop us from participating in the development of our people, in the development of a human race. That is a human rights violation. And when people sit up and just take it as a normal occurrence, then your silence is approval of what these people do. We don't know the limit of their attacks. When somebody say you are protected by a document, and I take a sworn oath to see to it that you are protected, then I do whatever I can to violate your rights, then something is seriously wrong with me. I mean, like, I have to be just a perfect picture of evil. And if I stand there with full knowledge of what my oath told me to do and do something against you, those are the kind of people that you can't turn away from. They are power crazy, and they think that when you elected them, you gave them the power to do anything that they want to. That's not true.
Caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Billy calling from Sacramento.
Oh, good morning, Billy.
Good morning. I'm really pleased to hear this. It's unpleasant, of course, to hear this kind of news, but it's important, obviously, to get it out. Now, hasn't some sharp attorney been able to seize on the fact that there has been no child endangerment whatsoever? Whatever crime they perceive that you have committed, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with an endangerment to the children. Now, hasn't there been some sharp lawyer that has been able to respond to this and at least show that this is not a child endangerment situation?
Billy, let me say that we are looking for sharp lawyers. Up to this point, our sharp lawyers have been their public defender. Let me tell you, we had a lawyer by the name of Kevin Kehoe that entered in our kid's case. And Kevin Kehoe was the first lawyer in 5 years to finally stand up and say, this is not a case of bad parents. As a matter of fact, these parents are exceptional parents. And the judge admonished him that he was not an advocate for the kids. In other words, no matter how sharp our lawyer is, we are like in 1920 Mississippi when the judge would just turn his back. You got judges that have already participated in the wrongdoing of this family deciding cases. We need, you know, like we do need lawyers, but at the same time, when you come in with just a lawyer that you're trying to pay, you don't have the money to pay for a lawyer to unravel all the legal things that these people have wrapped us up in. I mean, it's just a judicial system out of control. In other words, they're acting like state's attorneys and lawyers, but actually doing whatever they want to do. And you're trying to buy your way out of being oppressed by some people that were supposed to protect you in the first place. It's hard to do.
Well, Napoleon, I certainly believe that. I see the writing on the wall. I'm fighting for a lot of things here. And I have not gotten into the same they haven't put me in the same horrible mess as they've put you in right now, but I can imagine at least in part what you're going through, and I admire your strength, and we got to keep it up because I am very well aware of the mainstreaming of the media and the conglomeration of corporate power, and we are soon going to be only hearing one point of view from now on if we don't stop this thing now.
That's right.
Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
And Billy, you said that they weren't putting you through that. Hopefully through our fighting, brother, you'll never have to go through it.
We're talking with Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio, joining us from Decatur, Illinois this morning. My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse. Napoleon, can you talk, if you will, about what people can do if they so choose to be of assistance to your cause?
Well, you know how some people get the feeling right off that there's nothing that they can do. And while I'm not one to beg for money, as you know, for any struggle, it takes funds for that struggle to stay afloat. So we are accepting financial donations, as well as it just letters to the governor of this state demanding an investigation. We're also just asking people that anybody with any contacts in the media that are willing to cover stories like this, to write people, to ask people, to turn the light on to what's happening to this family in Decatur, Illinois. Can I give out my phone number and address, Mike?
Absolutely.
My phone number is 217-423-9997. That's 217-423-9997. My name is Napoleon Williams. You can write me at 629 East Center Street, 629 East Center Street, Decatur, Illinois, 62526. Decatur, Illinois, 62526. And we asking for people, you know, a lot of people just think that they got the option, Mike, of not doing nothing. You know, it's just like it don't concern me. And what people had better get through their minds is that Napoleon Williams is not the only one in this country saying that his kids have been wrongfully taken. Napoleon Williams is not the only one in this country saying that I have a woman that's wrongfully put in the penitentiary. It is something for people to stand back and be warned and do nothing. You must do something. So whatever you could do, if it's nothing but a letter to your local newspaper, if you know a writer, Say, I got the man's phone number. Call him and see if he'll do an interview and do a story. We need to get the story out about what's happening with people in lawful positions who are taking those positions and becoming the worst gang on the block.
Well, people in this community certainly should be able to relate to that. We've had a number of issues of police and prosecutorial abuses that have been happening over the last several months here. So to just say that it's Napoleon Williams in Decatur, Illinois, there's no one living in this area who has had their eyes and their ears open for the last year who could say that it only happens to this one man and his family in a place somewhat far away from us. Napoleon, can you give your phone number one more time, please?
Yes, I can, Mike. I want to also thank you and, you know, all of y'all out there, your whole crew, for giving us the opportunity to share this story with your listeners this morning. Our phone number is 217-423-9997. That's 217-423-9997.
And if you will, give Mildred our best, and hopefully we can check in with you in the future to keep an eye and an ear about what's going on with you and Black Liberation Radio and your family.
Well, I got your email address, Mike, and I will keep you posted.
Well, thank you very much. Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio for joining us on the program this morning.
Say goodbye to Decatur.
I'll say goodbye, Decatur. Have a good day.
Okay, Mike. Peace.
All right.
My name is Mike Thornton. Thanks for listening to For Logic Reverse. My name is Mike Thornton, and this is For Logic Reverse.